Hello. Good afternoon. Can you hear that? Good. First of all, I want to say that I'm going to have a little information for you after what I've had to say from Jacqueline Beanstalk, who can't be here today, who wants to say something about sniffer dogs and give you your rights about sniffer dogs. But before that, I want to dedicate what I have to say to all those people who are in prison today and all those dealers who are on death row. Don't demonize dealers. License them. The campaign for the end of prohibition is often pejoratively stigmatized as being silly, white, hippie, middle class. This is a problem because it has enabled politicians of the left to pejoratize our movement. And they fetishize working class origins and close their ears to the very sensible arguments we have to bring drugs within the law. Bringing drugs within the law is sensible. It will enable the police to control and reduce the dangers of excessive drug use. And it will take drugs out of the grip of dangerous armed criminal gangs. So that's why we want to bring drugs within the laws. We want to legalize dealers and not demonize dealers. The consequence of stigmatizing our movement as silly, hippie, and white means that left politicians who want to gain respect or get promotion within the party avoid the drugs issue entirely, or they parrot the respectable line of the drugs war and the ever more authoritarian and punitive criminalization of drug users. I want to big up exceptional white politicians like Labour's Paul Flynn and Brian Iden and John Owen Jones, and we shouldn't forget conservative politicians like Alan Duncan or Peter Lilly. But what I want to say is, where are the black politicians? Where are the black politicians? They're not here today. They're not entering the debate. And this is because they need to be respectable. Because their positions of power and influence has been traditionally thwarted by racism. And therefore, it's necessary for black politicians to be especially respectable. But black politicians must engage in this debate because racism is at the heart of the illegal drugs issue. In my experience, most dealers of cannabis are black, and so they should be. Cannabis is an agricultural crop indigenous to non-white countries like Jamaica, India, Afghanistan, and Morocco. Yes, big up the countries that grow pot. There are more black men in jail in this country than there are black men in university. Our jails are crammed with people coming from poverty-stricken black countries as mules for drug dealers. Drug crime and drug gangs mostly damage black communities. Every time I, a white, middle-class, hippie woman, puff on a joint, every time I puff on a joint, every time you puff on a joint, you must be aware of the human cost. I am acutely aware of the black people who grow and sell my recreational drugs and for my leisure have their lives ruined and for my leisure are killed and executed. For 30 years, I have campaigned against demonizing growers and demonizing the dealers of cannabis. I've pointed to the racism that criminalizes pot but legalizes alcohol. I'm getting tired of being accused of being a white, high-profile, middle-class person who wouldn't bother with alienated black youth. I say, stop pointing your finger at veteran white campaigners like us. Stop pointing your fingers at the middle class legalization campaign and start pointing your fingers at the black politicians. What are black politicians doing? It's about time black politicians got educated about this debate. Where are politicians like Tariq Ali, the right on against war politicians? Where's Lee Jasper, the right on black politician at the GLC? Where's Trevor Phillips of the campaign against racism? Where's Diane Abbott? These politicians either say they're bored of the drugs issue or they say they're going to continue the drugs war, the fantasy that drugs can be banished from society with ever more severe laws and ever more police. Black youth is drawn into the criminal gang culture because cannabis is a seller's market. Selling cannabis makes money. Black youth, discriminated against in education, discriminated against on the job market, but with pride and aspiration, will as night follows day, go where they can make money. So they gravitate to dealing cannabis. But don't blame middle-class campaigners for this racist scandal. Don't accuse campaigners like me for not caring about our black drug dealers, our dealers, your dealers, who are imprisoned or killed and have their lives ruined. Blame black politicians. Blame politicians like Paul Boateng, David Lammy, or Una King, who for the sake of being respectable, refused to enter the debate. Black politicians are betraying the very community they are primarily in power to serve. Until black politicians enter the debate on our side, on the side of those of us who are campaigning for the end of prohibition, black youth will continue to be decimated by the racist drug laws. I challenge black politicians to leave their smug, respectable comfort zone and enter this progressive debate. Black politicians, join us. Black politicians must campaign for the end of prohibition. Drug dealing must be brought within the law, like any other of the consumer products we enjoy. Don't demonize dealers. License them. This is a little information from Jacqueline Beanstalk, who is a great friend of our campaign, but unfortunately she can't be here today. Have any of you been sniffed by the sniffer dogs of the drugs wars? If you have, she would like you to give your story to her website, which is Down with the Dogs. It's Down with the Drugs of War at yahoo.com.uk. That's Down with the Dogs of War at yahoo.uk. So if you have been sniffed by sniffer dogs, let her know. She's gathering information and she will help us. She wants to bring down the dogs of war. She tells us that sniffer dogs are trained to detect the tiniest amount of cannabis on us. And sniffer dogs have made it out of airports, into our schools, into pubs, into clubs, the streets and tube stations and stations without a whimper of protest. Dogs are trained to smell cannabis, and yet the police say they're not after cannabis users. If they're not after cannabis users, then why let the dogs of war out? The right of the police to sniff us in public has yet to be tested in the British courts. These are your rights. This is what needs to be done. The police do not have the right to sniff us. The behavior of police dogs do not give the police reasonable grounds to sniff us. If a police officer tells you they have the right to search you because a dog has reacted to you, tell them you do not consent to the search. Don't obstruct them if they proceed to search, but make it very clear to them that you have not provided your consent. If it comes to court, you can challenge the legality of the search. Jacqueline Beanstalk wants to tell you what's happened in Australia. She says, in Australia, there's been massive campaigns against sniffer dogs, and the campaigns have been a huge success. Civil liberty organizations have organized SMS systems to alert members of the public to the presence of police dogs by text message. We have a right to know where sniffer dogs are. In Australia, public outrage against sniffer dogs has resulted in the Parliamentary Ombudsman conducting a review of the use of sniffer dogs. And listen to this. The Ombudsman conducted a study in the accuracy of sniffer dogs and found that 73% of the people pointed out by dogs had no drugs on them. Further, the study showed that 60% of those searched with dogs had no drugs on them, but then they admitted to the police that they had had some contact with cannabis or had been to a place where it had been smoked. This is a problem. If they search you and find no drugs, do not make any admissions. If they search you and find you with no drugs, and yet you say you've been in a room with people taking drugs, this increases the credibility of the police dogs and adds to the fact that sniffing you can give the police information which they can then put on file. So let's say, down with the dogs. Don't let the sniffer dogs sniff us. Down with the dogs of war.